connected for, I don't know what it is, 20 hours or whatever it is. So you'll be able to hear and contact from all the way around the world as New Year's turns the corner. I can say happy New Year, hi. So by the end of the day, you'll be tired of hearing that Happy New Year. But thought we'd give it a try here this year and see how it goes.
Reflector 900, link clear.
Back to you there, Graham. V5GGW, V5RJM. Must have turned, timed it out there, Graham. Go ahead.
Reflector 900, link active.
Yeah, I guess I timed it out here. Talked too long, I guess. Back to you, Graham. How much of that did you catch there? V5GGW, V5RJM.
Just double with you there as well. So I've only got the tail end of that transmission. I got up until you were saying about the New Year's on the air, you know, New Year's QSO. So, and then it dropped. And then I keyed it up, put a call through. You didn't come back, and I just keyed up again, and I doubled with you, and I only heard the latter end of your transmission, so... I don't know what actually happened. I think the Tisdell repeater went through its funny moments there. V5RGM, V5GGW.
No, Tisdell's off the hook this time. Actually was over here. Our node here timed out. So, oh well. One of them would have timed out sooner or later. So, best it was mine here, I could turn it back on. But then you didn't miss much more after that there. I was just saying that we're going to be connected to the New Year's QSO party this year from start to finish. So there'll be a bunch of activity on here around the world as New Year's turns New Year's on a certain time change. As it circles around to us, I guess, so, and beyond, so yeah, I'll be setting that up today, so it comes on automatically, so it'll be about 20 hours or so. I don't know if it's 24, 20 hours, I think, so, but should be a good time. I got the input from quite a few people, and they said I'll go for it, so, never had one negative, so, figured, well, okay, we'll let her go and see how it works. So yeah, it'll be a lot of people will be connected up here around the world, so we'll put our system to the test anyways for sure. Anyways, the 5GDW, B5RGM.
B5GGW. Do you know, when I'm on receive on the repeat here and somebody's talking, I get the radio towers. I'm not sure which ones they are. I think they're 750, the Melford repeat radio. I can hear songs and people talking very low that comes through with the transmission from Tisdale. It doesn't really, you know, you can just hear it right down in the back of the box, which is the, I don't know, the harmonics, I suppose, from the towers. I'm probably, there's four of them, obviously in phase together, and I'm probably, I wouldn't think I'm any more than about 5 miles as the crow flies, maybe nearer, maybe three or four miles. But I'll have to have a look at the ordnance or the RM map and see how far they are. But, yeah, there are a lot of nets on the system as well. I mean, I quite often turn, you know, hit the scan button and it stops on the repeater. And then, you know, it's quite a lot of nets on at different times of the day and different days of the week there. So it's pretty interesting just to listen to them a lot of the time when you're doing stuff. B5RGM. Oh, yeah, and do you know if you're still coming down to Humboldt sometime? B5GGW.
Yeah, roger that. Still planning on coming down that way, so... But kind of waiting on Dave there. See if he gets that issue fixed there with the duplexers there. He's got a little descent there, so probably in the new year now. So usually there's all kinds of activities going on during the Christmas, New Year's stretch there, so. And he's probably visiting family and all that, so that's a priority. So we'll sometime probably make do sometime after New Year's, I would think. So, and I'm not quite ready here either. I've got a piece of equipment here I got to get fixed here and take down for Chris. So I got to work on that here this week too. So I still plan on coming down, but ran out of days. I'm sure Dave did too. So Christmas was upon us fairly quick. So anyhow, that's the story there. Break. And yeah, as far as the nets go, yeah, we usually have one or two a day scheduled. I don't like putting anything more than two on a day unless I absolutely have to, but there is some others that I'd like to check out as well there and come on board with. The ones that I like the most is the Manitoba Senior Citizens one. I like checking in on that one. And that's Monday to Friday, I guess. And then there's Trans-Canada Nets, of course, Sunday and Wednesday. And then there's the Everything Net on Saturday. And I think it's a Tech Net that's on Tuesday, so... So yeah, I'm probably missing one or two in there yet, but yeah, they're usually set up one or two a day there. So back to you there. The Saskatoon of the Living Skies Net for sure. Yeah, that one too. So yeah, it's they're pretty. Some of them are interesting. They have questions and stuff and a little bit of trivia sometimes and all that kind of stuff, which makes it a little bit more exciting, I guess, to check in and answer the test question, I guess, that they have or whatever. So, but anyways, back to you there, Graham.
Yeah, the 5GGW. But, yeah, it's all good fun. And I think a lot of people, you know, I mean, I like to listen to QSOs, you know, especially get a little bit of technical stuff. You know, you can be doing something around your home QTH and be listening to the conversation. And, you know, it's, you know, you learn a lot as well, but yeah, it's a good thing. But obviously, it takes up the computer if you wanted to put a call out or do anything. It takes up the repeater for whatever time it's on. So it does maybe upset a few people that way, but it is what it is. Is making use of the system. But anyway, especially when you get stuff, you know, people from, you know, I've heard people from Australia and Europe and, of course, England. There's quite a few English that call through as well, I've heard. But anyway, Randy, we'll let you go for now. It's always a pleasure having a QSO. Try and give, if you're coming over at all, try and give us a heads up. So that I can, because I certainly want to come down and see you and Dave and have a bit of fun. So we're looking forward to that. And yeah, we'll maybe catch you on the net later on today. But I haven't heard Steve on. I have to give him a rollicking when I spoke. I'll just take a break. I sent him an email yesterday, seeing if he was around today. I normally do it Skype with him, or WhatsApp, or whatever it is. And I'll have to give him a rollicking and say that I haven't heard him over Christmas through the system. Give him a bit of stick over that. But anyway, we'll let you go, Randy. Take it easy, and we might hear you later on during the day. The 5RGM, the 5GGW.
Yeah, sounds good there. So, yeah, that radio station, harmonics or whatever that you're hearing there, you figure that it's coming from a four-square type of antenna there. Usually four towers there spaced, and they got the towers energized. That's usually an AM broadcast station. And Yorkton's got one as well, east of Yorkton. And, yeah, wouldn't mind tying in on that there and putting a diversion there. But, of course, the radio station would go off the air when that happened. But yeah, I'm sure the alarm bells would be ringing and they'd be sending the tech out pretty quick. Somebody was to cut the feed there. But they have it in Yorkton, broadcasting from their station in Yorkton, and it's broadcast at UHF out to the site, and then it's rebroadcasted back on the AM frequency. That's how they got it set up in Yorkton. It's pretty interesting how they do that. You can hear both sides of it there if you know the frequencies. So, anyhow, other than that, not a whole heck of a lot to do. Like I say, we're just relaxing here today, probably not doing a whole bunch. and we got our chit-chat net tonight at 8 o'clock. So I'll probably be on there for that and that sort of thing. So that's about all I got scheduled for today there as far as doing anything, except for maybe watching some stuff on the tube.